sudden, if we do find a drop of blood, but not here, we find it here, or we find it here, we find it here. So then, if it's not Mishneh Tzadim, so then as long as we find a Koradam, it's safe. If it's not Mizadechot, and we don't find the Koradam Mamesh here, opposite the place where it's Zohar, so then it's safe. Alright, now, so here we see, so where do we find the difference between, where do we find the difference between Motzor HaKoradam and not Motzor HaKoradam in connection with the Machat that is Tohu Mizakish? So, that's why. Oh. Kosov HaHashbo, Bamed Vam Amuri, Sheyesh Koradam Bereish, Oy Sovet HaKeit, Avol Mitzorot Koradam, Biyotu HaShulach HaShchita U'Ksheilo. That's the same Gemara that Gemara mentions in connection with Beis HaKeit. To mix us a mele Moscow, Beika, Ubeika. So they say there is a difference between a case that is stuffed in the Reishet and the case that is stuffed, the Mitzvah Samer will say, there is a difference between the case where the case is stuffed in the Reishet or the case is stuffed in the Reishet. Because in the Reishet there is a lot of food and liquids flowing rapidly. So the male, the fact that there is no Koradam doesn't indicate anything. Why? Because there was a Koradam. There might have been many Koradams, many drops of blood, but the water that constantly flows through the ratio, constantly, and rapidly, that washed away the Koradam. And they're from the Reishet, you know. So when water flows through the Reishet, so through the law of gravity, it washes away the Koradam that might cling to the edge of the case. So it's no Raya. But where is it? The Raya? In the Bisakinses. So true. So there we don't have the rapid flow of liquids in the Beis HaKeitzes, so the melee, if there had been a Koradam, it would not have been washed away. So how is it that there is no Koradam? We don't see any mark of dam? Obviously, it all happened at the Shchita. That's the Shchita of the Yeshis. Who meets the of the Kaplinka, the Rosette Lightning, Abkar. The Arabon Kosaki will be the Krishna from Kitato, who will hold me kosher. The Rose is Madin of your answer. But few will draw in Yeshua for the dam, the hoods, Vada traitor, the Vada Nikakore. Look how he says, Kuradam Bahuts. In other words, that's what the Beshem said. Because if there is a Kuradam, Manish Kinege, then it's a Raya Bhure. That it had because of Shchite, otherwise there wouldn't be a Kuradam. So that's why he says, so, that field with more affiliation for the Dan Bahut Vadakhid, the Vadaik of Kore. Kosa Prah, Nifhata Veshet Nakone, this is what I mentioned at the beginning of the year. Nifhata Veshet Nakone, means Dal Bose, Mizevi Reif Shiro Kitreife. So, in other words, that the Rachshit is that if the Kone and the Veshet were became detached from each other, Berubom, so then it's fresh. Right. Now, Be'eif Nechuba Razefet, Be'eishet, in other words, in the Be'eino we have four stomachs. We have Keres, we have Bisakinses, we have Hemses, and we have the King. In Be'eino, so in most of the state, we have two stomachs. We have a Zephek and we have the cook. The Zephek is the counterpart of the woman in the baby. Of the woman in the baby. So that's the crop. And then, from the crop, the food goes into the cook, into the gizzard. And the gizzard is the counterpart of the cable, of the abomasum in the baby. So, Das hört nicht besser, let's say, like a goosey dog that have no zeb. But most apes there in heavy zeb. So the zeb, those apes there in the heavy zeb, the heavy crap. So the zeb is joined to the beach. Shall acha shekola adeshe maskla zeb. We will be his only mat. We nikat kosh. Now here there is a machlokes in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, between Panekame. We didn't learn that definition. Alright, the Mishnah that can bother the base. They look shame as they. Nikwaga Gereshish and Yiziko. Hikso Khuda Oresha Mokin Shemis is a trait. So that's shame as they. Nikatazete Rebbe in Atulanita. Atulanita. So is shame. Even though, I mean, you would say you would make an analogy. Because after all, the Zephyr is the counterpart of the Keres in the Behemoth. With the Behemoth, there are four stomachs, and you will know there are two stomachs. So just as regard to the Behemoth, there are four stomachs. So if any one of the stomachs became perforated, so it's painful, so you know where you have two stomachs. So if any one of the stomachs became perforated, so it should be painful. Not only the cocoa one became perforated, the gizzard, but even in the zephyr, the crab became pierced, was pierced. It should also be painful. That's the shikar tanekame. But Rebbe says no. Nita pa zephyr, Rebbe ime atu nita. Oh, yotzuk me me eo vre nita. Mishtabo da me. Da peo mishtabo da me. Da peo mishtabo da me. All right. So there is a machlokes tanoim as to whether nika pa zephyr is kosher or trei. Most Rishim pass like Rebbe, not like a Tanakhama. But there are some Rishim who pass like a Tanakhama. The Nika Pazete is Kshel. Alright, so he says, Beif Yechuber Azete Gdeveshe, Shalacha Shikola Adeshe, Maskla Azete, Vihu Bikristo Umatu, Vi Nika Kosher. In other words, he passes the two passes like Rebbe. That's the Pesach of most Rishim. Of most Rishim. But then the Torah mentioned another shit. We nikav kosher. We must have a good name. We gage, now the Gemara says. That we want. That the gag of the zefek is not incubation. The gag of the zefek is not incubation. In other words, because it's not incubation. We also have the naked kosher. We zeu gage, what is considered the gag of the zefek. That is considered like the lowest portion of the Beishet, the Zeu Gage, in other words, the juncture between the Beishet and the Zefet is like, let's say, as you have the two-story building. So, in other words, the ceiling of the first part of the first floor is the floor of the second floor apartment. So here too, in other words, the connection between the Beishet and the Zefek is like two floors. So the God of the Zefek, that's like the floor of the Beishet. So the God of the incubation. We also have naked kosher. The zero gage kosher nil tachimim. Pirush and mokim shemaskol ishapeya. Kilapi aveshi. We nasa ala zeket, ala zefek, kisa opi agel. Rebbe ime rafunit al kule kosher. Because of our ito lekaimu ke Rebbe. Avo, and that's the psak of Moses Shem. Avo kosu, ichur es agenu, nikom al gage shal zefek, nil en kideishe. Shmamu lekaimu ke Rebbe. The Omer Afurimita, the Nikim Mokim, the Afurimita, the Vatre, the Afra. So there is about 2 days in the tour as whether we pass like Rebbe, that Nika Pazefe is kosher, or we pass like Tanekame, that Nika Pazefe is fake. Alright, we will not go over to Kanawah. So tomorrow we should go over to Chaber and Ramor. In Sinuam Gimu, we spent a lot of time. And in Sinuam Gimu, now in Chaber and Ramor, it will not be, we won't have to spend much time. So, and see the Mahader and then the Mahader, we should go over tomorrow, the two and the Mahader and the Ramor and similar Medallah.
July 9th, 1981, Zion Tammuz, Hashanah Tov Shem, Mem Aleph Yahan.
Now, in order to understand the similar meaning in the two and in the Mechabra, in the Ramor, so we have to keep in mind the various Machlokes HaShem. One Machlokes HaShem is the regard, the newest thing, that Yoshua the kids, so in Chesh, so the Gemara is a Kashi, the Majdun, so So most of the Shem say that we don't pass like Kulem because we pass like Shiro, Krishna Kabbalah. However, Rabbi Baruch, in a way, I'm only just Machel. But really, there is no analogy between Sophie Caruso and Yoshua in Kings. Because by Sophie Caruso, so Shiro says, thank you, Shiro, but it's a real risk. Mashiachi. When kids are often detected in the member of the relationship, that's not even a real relationship. That's one machlokes. And then we have the machlokes. And then we have the machlokes between the Rebbe and Rashi. The Rebbe and Rashi. So the Rebbe says, that the whole Aloch. That the whole aloha of that the behemo, the Gemara says, that the behemo, so we, there is no takone, that the behemo, there is no takone, because in behemo you have to shech both simon. So the male, now, first of all, there is a machloi case between the Rebbe and Rashi in regard to this Gemara. The Gemara says, that Veshet Eilid Dikon Bachutz. Veshet Eilid Dikon Bachutz. So the Rebbe says, now the Ram mentions it. It's really been mentioned by the Rosh too, but the Ram spells it out. There on the reed, the Ches in the reed, Eli Tikin Bachutz. So Veshet Eli Tikin Bachutz. So he says, Vikem and Roma, the Mikdam Dino Nachtimino. So Gemara says, Veshet, Omar Rabbe, Veshet Eli Tikin Bachutz. Elum Bechni, Mimai Nachtimino, Lissofi Tumusik. The Chidi Yidam Odomu, Veshet Bachutz Namo Odomu, Loi Milka. So, Hilkach, Goye Tikin Bechni, Shulom. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi says in so many words, that you cannot be Vedic the Veshet Bachutz. Only Bechni you can be Vedic. But in Bachutz, you cannot be Vedic. So, the Rishita of the Rebbe is, with the Vikem and Roma, with the Tamdun and Abkinin and Misokin to Husso, the Rebbe, our Misokin Knecker, that's really the Shita of the Rebbe. Shmamino, the Dachke Sokin to Husso, who the rest of the Vikem. With Israelis Odin Komeu, they in Nikabe, our Nikab, a few of their Achitze, our Nikab, a few of their Achitze in Nikab. They in the Kedaskash. So that's the second important Machlekes in that city. The first important machlokes is the machlokes as to whether we pass like Kulem or we don't pass like Kulem. Most of the Shem say that we don't pass like Kulem because the Gemara is the Kashi, Maishim, and Sofim to Uso. So the Gemara says, Kosom Barule, and Chesha, and Sofim to Uso. So Mele, but we pass like Shmuel, and like Rav. So Yoshef, the Kate, the Beishet, is Chesha, Shmuel. However, the Rabbon and the Rosh, they say, no, the Gemara is only Matche. But in the name, Ure can agree with Shmuel also. Shmuel also. But by something to so there is a real reason because the lion entered the stable and then we heard the behemoth slowing, screaming. Mashiach can hear just, it's no reason because He became infected in the Vaishet as a result of the behavior, you know, eating and pasture, so it swallowed and became infected, and it's not a real race. That's one basic machlokes in Siman Lamed Gimel, the very important basic machlokes. And then the other basic machlokes, in Siman Lamed Gimel is in regard to Rabbis being that Vaishet in the Greek of Machut Zelom Bekvim. My abdominal is suffering through so melee we cannot detect it on the outer membrane outside, because the outer membrane outside is red anyway, and blood is also red. So how can we detect? So the Gemara says abdominal is suffering through so. So the Rivoi is nidagim only when the decay is and in connection with through so. But if the decay is to find out whether there is leket in the rachitz or not, so there we can inspect him outside. We can share the doctors of the truso wrestling decay. We can share us of the kolelu. We nika, abo nika, afilo de rachitz in nika. That's the boshite. They became das rashi. Shehukosa. The leket mashu. Be rachitz in shal beche. Lo nika kwa. So, Rashi Shita is that Be'er Achitzin, you cannot be Vedic at all. Not only in connection with the question of Tuso, but even in connection with the question of Nikubo. So we cannot be Vedic. And that is also the Shita of the Rambam. So they are both, Rashi and the Rambam, are both chelik, and the Rivoi. Then there is another machlokes. Rashi Shita is that while it is true that Veishet and Nidikem Bachutz, being in respect to the question of yes Uso, no Uso, and made in respect to the question of yes Nikubo, no Nikubo, but if the question is Nikubo or not Nikubo, Nikubo or not Nikubo, so there is a way of being made even by behavior. Not by looking without a membrane. Not by looking without a membrane, but we can share the behemoth, both simony, and then we take off the outer membrane, we expose the inner membrane, and then we see whether there is a naked or there is no naked. So, whether this is what Rashi says, that will give up. Let me finish explaining it. All the machlokes. How who suffered also that in Gimel Amud Beis? Imoy for your baby kakone tchilo. Kedamrin amu ferek shei. Vishochat akone. Vichshire. Varakim baby kaveishim. Vim behemoyi. Namo is with akante. Dibish leimo gabi neke. Ikele meima dil me bimokim neke pshoch. Avo gabi druso kive dimikei meimadi afilu. So he says, so avo gabi druso kive dimikei meimadi afu yishoch at beyei sheka bimach. So Rashi says that even gabi behemo, if there is a sofik druso, so even in connection with behemo, so there is a takon. In other words, so even in connection with Sofik Druso, there is a takon. Because if the question is whether it is Druso or not Druso, what is the itse, what is the solution? We shecht, the sheikh had shecht, both simon in the Beimo. And then, after he finishes cutting both simony, so he strips off the outer membrane, he exposes the inner membrane. And then he sees whether there is whether there is a red mark on the inner membrane or not. Now, if there is no red mark on the inner membrane, so that's a raya that the eris, the venom of the lion, had not affected the inner membrane. And in respect to Simoni, so the Simoni mastered it. So the melee, in respect to the internal organs, so even there is a red mark just on the bosom of Bachutz that covers the internal organs. So we say that the poison is already affected. Masha'ike, in respect to the Simoni, only if the Simoni themselves become red. So the melee, even it's true that in view of the fact that the outer membrane is naturally red, so he couldn't detect whether there is a red mark on the outer membrane. But if he shafts the vehicle and then he strips off the outer membrane and the inner membrane is exposed, and he doesn't see any red mark on the inner membrane, so that's a raya brure, that the inner membrane did not become red. And if the inner membrane did not become red, so then the poison certainly has not affected the Simoni, because the Simoni Koshi, Eitzel Druso. So he says, in connection, but in respect to the Nekev, so if there is a subject, whether there is a Nekev in the behemoth, there is no Nekev, so then, by behemoth, so he says, there is no takon. Why? Because only by it there is a takon. Because by it, he can only cut the kone and the veishet. He doesn't have to cut, so after he shafts the kone, so then he strips off the outer membrane of the veishet and he inspects the inner membrane of the veishet. And if he doesn't see any red, so it's a raya that it wasn't nika. Masha'ikin gabi behemo, he cannot content himself by shafting just the kone. He has to shaft both simoni, the kone and the veishet. The kone and the veishet. Now, so if he shafts the kone and the veishet, so after he shafts, he'll strip off the outer membrane. And then he will not see any naked on the inner membrane. But so that does not mean that there was no naked on the inner membrane. He had to make a cut in the inner membrane too, otherwise he wouldn't have realized an effective shrike. So maybe there was a naked before we made the cut, and the cut was made in the place of the naked. Masha'inke, that's in regard to the case where there is a suffix, whether there was a nekev or there was no nekev. So then there is a takone only by not touching the patient. So you only can shaft only once in the kone. But by behavior, there is no solution. There is no solution, because he has to shaft both, and if he shafts both, and then he strips off the outer membrane, and then the inner membrane is exposed, and he inspects it, he doesn't see any nekev. That's no raya that there was no nekev originally. Maybe there was a nekev, but the nekev was in the place where the nekev of the shkita was made, so now he can see it, because it was in the same place. But if the suffix is whether it was druso or it was not druso, if the suffix is where it was druso or it was not druso, so then Rashi says Jim became mighty after the shot of the Lichak Remashu. So then there is it a cone, even by the Amor. What can he do? He can share poisoning, then he strips off the outer membrane of the patient, and then he inspects the inner membrane of the patient, and he doesn't see any red mark on the inner membrane of the patient, so that's a riot, that there was no RS. Because if the RS had reached the inner membrane, so then redness would appear in the periphery of that place too. So we cannot say, maybe the RS reached that position in the patient where the nekev of shchiti was made. But when an RS affects the patient, so then there is a redness in the whole area, not just in one tiny little place. So true that the nekev of shchiti was made, but in the periphery of the nekev of the shchiti, there should be a redness. And if he doesn't see a redness in the periphery of the nekev of the shchiti, so mele it's a raya that the eres has not affected the inner membrane altogether. And if the eres had not affected the inner membrane altogether, even if it affected the outer membrane, but simonim koshi leitzel gruso, so mele it's with eres. This is Rashi Shite. The other Bishini, who are chilek on Rashi Shite. And the two himself is chilek gruso. The two says, similar on the gimel, so that mem gimel on the base, the third line from the top, Balito Kosa, Shogamu Behemo, Shekhto, wait from the team, English Bokura Dam Kosa, Vimat Cheo, Vere Hashinon, Shemo Bimokin Dam Shoha, Dimitra Milsen, that's Hashishita also, the Balito, as the Messiosa points out, we saw yesterday. With Atkan, with the Makoshu, Lahatza Bibemo, Shum Islach with the Mashrito, they could show a respect of it. So the Torah is Helek, and that's also the Yeshrek in Barak. So that's the third basic Machlekes in similar Amitim. So that way, you have to be cognizant all the time when you learn Simon and Gimel, these three basic Machlekes. Alright, now. Simon and Gimel. Dinan mital alechi u'maki b'veishit. Mital alechi atachtin sheyot. Bihu sheyuchal b'cheis al yamroye v'alot. Because if it's not able to live by dumping the food down into the esophagus, so then it's a raya that it's an idolos. It's an idolos. So it doesn't mean that as long as the behemoth can live by keeping a permanent nurse near the behemoth, so the mele it's mafkia the behemoth from the state of Nidalongus. If Nidalongus, in order to be not Nidalongus, so it must be able to survive even without having 24 hours of service. But if it is possible, to dump the food into the patient, so then it's very simple. We can just install a pipe, and the behemoth, without any attendance, will be able to eat and function and live. But if it's impossible, if you see how they avoid the barote, so it's a raya that it's nakedness. V'chelei shenital chartume, the beak was removed. V'yochel v'chelei, how they avoid the barote, is kosher. Nital alechi o'elie. Nital alechi o'elie. We are Rambam, Trev. We are all Lachesh Livlo. Now the Behete mentions in the name of the Kresis Ardeva the Jos as a quote to Rambam, if Aracha Elie and Rambam claims that the whole Yochis would follow, so the same thing will apply will apply to a lake. So if the Hartum area, the upper part of the beach, was removed, so I come to the Rambam, it's right. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it in the Gatrei. I mean, but the Knesset Agdilo, it's mentioned in the middle of the Knesset Agdilo. I mean, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not mashma, because the Lashon is the Chilei Shelital Hartume. But it means Hartume, when it says Hartume, it means the upper part, the beach, everything. Everything, that's how the past is a Lashon. The Yoch, as long as it's Yoch, it's how the Amroi, but I want the question. So, to the Rambam says, in regard to the Hebrew, is the Rahim Eddy. But I don't know whether, medically speaking, is the same thing. I mean, the Kesakir says so. But from the Roshi of the Ramor, when he says, Yechineik Shemital Hartume, Yochin Yechne Yisau, the Amroye Vawate, so it's Mashma, the whole heart of it. He doesn't say just part of the Hartum. He says Hartume, even the upper part of the beach was removed. That's how the Pashkin Saloshin indicates. So it might very well be that there is a difference, you see. In a behemoth, also the Rahirah is removed, so then the normal breathing is made impossible. But I don't know whether this is true. In a lake where the upper part of the beach is removed. Now, we saw yesterday back at the Bowden, so he says that there is a way of enabling a lady to function by putting in such in the packets, selenium, amina, I don't know what it means. So maybe the Rambam would not apply his aloha to the case of a lady where the upper part of the beach is removed. And from the Pashtus Aloshin of the Ramor, which is the name of the Oro and the Rekeach, it's much more not like that. So it could be that the Oroch and the Rekeach, the Achim and the Rambam should be all together. So that's why they say the Chimation, because the two is Chilek in regard to the Hema too. But maybe they're not Chilek. But there is a difference. It's a question of Mitzias. I don't know the Mitzias. Alright. Nikolach the Elyeh, the Rambam traited the Oroch and Shulchan. Veishet, the Tumitz HaVeishet, Shemitach Nikhlole Yichon Shehu Nibeir. Shemitach so is the veil. So now here is a very strange Mechaba. And the Shah is Makshe against the Mechaba. Now, in regard to the patient itself, alright, it's a Machlok of Hashem. So there's a Machlok between Rabban and Tam, that's one at the Dawet, that's one at Dawet, Hechli needs some money, the taste of Hechli needs some money. And Rabbi Tam says it explicitly in Sefer HaYosho. So Kishi believes that when the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Sheva and according to the final maskone of Rabbi Akiva, so that Yesh Mehem Treifes Yesh Mehem Niveles, so the Gemara is referenced only to Kibas Agav Yeres. That's Nivele. But Nivele Saveche is Treifes. However, the Shkes HaRambam means, see, the Gemara says, Elo Marotti, Eilu Asuretz, Yesh Mehen, Treifeis, Yesh Mehen, Treifeis. So it says Yesh Mehen, so the Mele, so it means, it is reference not only to the Shkes HaGaderes, but also to the Nikubes HaVeish, also to the Nikubes HaVeish. So this we understand. But now the Rambam is more of the Shmaitse of the Talok, that Nikubes HaVeishet is not Feifet, but it's more than Feifet. It's Nivele. Let's see what the Rambam says in regard to Nikubes HaVeishet. Suppose there is an Eker from the parents, not the esophagus itself. The esophagus itself. The Rambam, you should always say the Rambam. Now, So the trinkers are classified in various ways. So you tres trinkers, or eight, what categories, kasura, shmur, kubo, kasebo, and kubo. And then the Rambam spells out each separate item, case of trinkers. Each separate item. So then he has seven. He's looking for chalk.
No chalk.
He took away all the chalk. So the Rambam has the list of seven. So the Rambam says, So in other words, if you start out all the items, even though there might be 10 items which really represent one soul or 15, but the Rambam counts them separately. So he says, if somebody wants to know, do his papers. So after, if he wants to know the papers, and that be a good approach, I mean, before you take the pill. So after, if I had time, I would go over. In one of the cycles I did it, but not this time. So after we finish, do his papers, we go over several walking in the Rambam of Hashri. So that's what, especially this hour, to memorize all the 70 traits. That's so important for knowing your traits. So then you'll know exactly, you see, what are the traits, and if there is a machlokes b'shem, so you'll know, I mean, so because the Mishnah will point out, I mean, the sum b'shem will achil, so then you'll know your traits. So this is the most basic hour in your traits. So he says, Nimtziu kol ha-traits ha-mu'yeis kishinifritu. The Efsha Shinitsu will be Behemo Behayo Shif 7. Behemo, our Seda Shinizwaru Behibose, our Truso, Behemis, Nikav Tarbetsavish. So the Mishnah himself points out, why doesn't the Rambam say Behemis, Nikavavish? The answer is because the Rambam Shiki is Nikavavish, is Behemo. It's more than Trepo. He, the Rambam, lists only those things that are Trepo, not Behemo. He doesn't mention Sukkah Sagadiyaras either, because that's in Vela. So then the question arises, Monekshah, if the Rambam only lists those matches that make it into a trait, not a matter that makes it into a Vela, and that's the reason as to why he doesn't mention Sukkah Sagadiyaras, and he doesn't mention Nikum Saveche, why does he mention Beis Nitakto Saveche? So we see that even according to the Rambam, that the Kumis Abishan is the Vele, so only Kumis Abishan is the Vele, more than the Vele. But Tumis Abishan, even though we pass for a crowd, the Tumis Abishan is the Kumosi Dimashu, but the Gemore's Masconi is that it's not that Rav holds that the Tumis Abishan is a mocking shrite, that instead of coming the Sabbath, you can come with parents. No, you cannot come with parents, you cannot share the parents. But in regard to the Taufis, in regard to the Taufis of the Tumis Abishan, so Tumis Abishan is the same status as the Meishan. But in regard to the fitness of Shrite, so only the Meishan itself is role for Shrike. But the Tobit Sabinche is not role for Shrike. So the Mele, to become the Mele, only the Meishan itself was Nahum. But if the Tobit Sabinche was Nahum, it's only Kreik. That's what it is Mishnah. So the Mishnah rises, this is Yahshoge, by the Shah, against the Mechada, the same Mechada, because the Mishnah is the same person. So he points out in the Shiva Zaramba, that even according to the Rambam, so it's only in the way the Veishet was in the time, not in the Tobetza Veishet, but here the Mechada Paschum, Veishet, the Tobetza Veishet, she lived up with only the whole Shemun of it. The whole Shemun of it. So, Teime, so in Sifei, Shachem, Taylor, who would ask for home, is your mocking, the Kubis, Torah salvation to Taylor. That would be Shas, Kosti, Mashma, the Taylor, the Hutudab, the Hin Mashma, the Rambam, Shirisi, is his Potter Shabu say, the Hin Kishemono, who I am saying to tell you, we mono Mada have no Taylor, we mono Nikiba Stover salvation, the Flaw, the Rab, the Taylor have, we come and have an Axel Tamil, because it is Shah Rambam, she Kosa, the Shah of the Torah salvation in Taylor, that will talk salvation is a flavor of the way Taylor. Ah, she goes after the sin of hopes, but maybe we don't forget. The Baba Abodah, she will give us Tobas, have each of the Havana Trip and the home of the King, the Shah of the Tobet, Nibs of the Shrike, when the whole of the day, you see, the Kesefishne Esekash. On one hand, he can kill the Rambam when he spells out all the 70 traitors. So he doesn't mention the Kuba Salvation, but he mentions the Kuba Stuba Salvation. Thus implying that the Torah salvation is not the way, and negative the Torah salvation is not the negative way. That's the Rambam is very cute, but the Rambam is very evil. So he says, if the Sheikh Shechze in the Torah salvation, in the parents, so then it becomes the way. So the discussion is, Monashek, why should it become the way? Since the Kuba salvation, the Kuba Stuart salvation is only 20. So if you shechze, so don't consider it as if you shechze. Consider it, imagine that instead of using the sacrificial shchita, they use the thought. So it wouldn't become the way, it would become 20. So here too, if he uses the sacrificial shchita and he cuts the pharynx, it shouldn't become the way either. So that's the kashe of the Kesef Mishneh against the Rambam. So we see that the Kesef Mishneh realized that according to the Rambam's own sheet, so there is a distinction between Torah salvation and the Veishet. In other words, that only the Veishet, the Negev in the Veishet makes it into the Veishet. But the Negev in the Torah salvation does not make it into the Veishet. Even though the Kashe, the Shach says, the Kashe by the Kesef Mishneh is not his own Kashe, because even though, according to the Rambam, the Kuba Stuart salvation is only created, not the Vele. That's only the Negev occurred, not in the course of the act of Shrike. But if the Negev occurred in the course of the act of Shrike, and before he cut the two simoni, he cut in the course of Shrike the Torah salvation, so then it becomes the Vele. That's what the Shach said. But anyway, we certainly see from the Rambam that the Kuba Stuba Tzavishet was not naked in the Meir. So why would the Mechada here say, Meishet the Tuba Tzavishet, she meet up the whole Shere Meir? The Ash, she was not because in the hopes it was in Heir, you will go, because there Bade Avada, she meet up the Tuba Tzavishet, and the Tuba we call no Kei, she did the Tuba Tzavishet, so we should have the Hovei, and we say, we call no Kei, we are Shedai, we have the Tuba Tzavishet, we have the Tuba, we can't cause it out of the Meir. The Apple God, the Derech Hatur Mchaber, the Hanum Kehle Tzlich the Freifen by the Adel Vele, Hanum Shini Vele out of Poni. The Hatreifa Adel, Abo Freifen Badai, the Vele Roy Adel, so we coach me, Sham Chaber Atzmei, because it is not big with it, Gam Yeish, Kamen Ach Kim Yuse, the Freifen Vele Adel, the Hazel Zor. Now, it's a very strong Kashi against the Mechaber. When the Mechaber himself points out that even the Rambam is made in the Kuba Stuba Salvation. The Kuba Stuba Salvation is praying for that way. But it could be that since the Rambam says, Shochat is Tuba Salvation in the Vele, and as the Shach himself explains it, even though the Kuba Stuba Salvation by itself, not in the course of speaking, so it's only created. But when the Negev occurs as part and parcel of the act of Shrike, so then it is the Vele, so the Mele Adam Kore, the Mechada mentioned, Veshe, the Torah salvation, can be holy, the whole Shul, the Vele. In other words, there is a Chetitze, when it can be the Vele, when it can be the Torah salvation, can be the Vele. There is such a Chetitze, we can visualize such things. If the Negev occurred in the course of the act of Shrike, because of the Rambam Shrike. But in the Chename, if the Nekev occurred not in the course of the act of Shrike, so there it is not.
It what did Shiva learn that the Rambam was koshish for the Miyut Basra and the Beshet, like of a, if you did the Shkitim at two-thirds of the Beshet and you were agreement to the third of the
Beshet.
But Rashi would be koshish.
One second.
Rashi would even say that.
Before he completed the Shechtim, the Simonim, the Rok, the Simonim, the Rambam is Chilik and Rashi Shikeh of Miyut Basra. But now, here, I mentioned yesterday that there is a machlokes between the three Sheya. Yes, what is it?
As far as giving the parents for the Mahavas, would that mean he resulted from the fact that he had the
There are many years that he's been between the writing of the Kesef Mishnah and the writing of the Shulchanoch. The writing of the Shulchanoch was the less safer of the world. Okay, so now, I mentioned yesterday that there are two shokim in the Rambam Shita. According to the Tvoshaya, and the Tracy of Tracy, and according to the Shah, and according to the Sikhikeyan, I say Shah. So the Tvoshaya is also the Shah. He is known Shah, he is Sikhikeyan, but that's the name of the person, of Kamshah Sakhikeyan. But, so, according to the Shah, to the Sikhikeyan, and according to the three shape and the crazy crazy, so when the Rambam like the Shiva, like the Wesi, like the Sisikea, like the Sisikea in our city. Alright. Then, according to the Bach, and the Buddhist Akese, the Shach was crazy. According to the Bach, and the Buddhist Akese, so the Chalim, there is no Isamelea. Then, what can I believe that an Isamelea, while the Behemi is still alive? And after all, even in regard to the human being, so Shochti Mishnayim or Mishnayim are in Chayim Chodomo, he can even be regarded his wife. This is the Aloche. The only problem is he can talk, but if he's the Rabbi, then he should write the Yetz and the morning Shochti says, even though he Shochti Mishnayim or Mishnayim, he's in Ikaromus, he's in Sukkot, he's going to die within the next few minutes. So if he's the Rabbi, then he should write the Yetz in haste and give the Yetz to his wife. And if it's done hastily before he dies, so then it's a good get. Then it's a good get. So the Meilei there could be a Nisa Leilei Lechayim. But what does the Rambam mean when he says Leilei Lechayim? He means it's bound. Lechayim, it is bound to be affected with Nisa Leilei after it will die. So there is no possibility of preventing the Yisrael Leile to be Chal once he dies, and he's going to die, there's no doubt that he's going to die. So this is how the Bach is going. Now let's see what the Shach says to sit down. They said, הכיסאות של הרמב״ם, תרגימו מחשבית, דין יוטס, דין מתפור בהחלטת של רבו סביב, או אישי נפרס מידה בו, כדור בשביל נפסק את הכונת, או אישי נפסק את הבן של, לכל שהוא, לכל שהוא, ללמוד כמרור לשחית, הרי זה מביא לו לחי, עד כאן ש, הוא משמע בהתי מפור, הוא מכיר את הבן של, הרי מביא לו לחי, אפילו קדם של ישחק, דנס נשח, היא, וכן משמע להסמכה בה, אוכל צורכים, יתראה כאשר חשבור אחרון משל הרוב ומפיס לבין בעשות חתונה, ויש מלווירס, תראה עם הליכוס הבן של משום סגר גרס, והוא מלווירס, ויש מלווירס, ולא איך שזה לא רזיקה של, ולא איך שזה נעמד חסדי ידוס או ביסטרו ללווירס, ומשנה, כי כתונה מלווירס, ונעמד לחי, ונעמד לחי ומתונה, אהו מלווירס הבן של, פשוט את הדבר גרס, והב מלווירס לחי, אלו למשוך תו, אבל למשוך המקום, משחית למשל, משחית לכנבו, ואבו גם במשמעוסו, בשביל ירוב המתחיים במסכונה, במקום בו כמשנה עושה, והיומים והב הסתומת ישעס, במקום הסבן של, במקום הסבן של, בפסיק הדרס, והבנו לחיים גושתו, וכי משהו כשרה שלו שם, וכי משהו הבסמאק, שקוסם במקום הסבן של פרי פה, ועל כוח מהיר המחיים, ואב הופן את יחוד, אבו גם את השרה שלו, כסבי זהור, בפסיק דקיקה, שדורו בו בהבא, כמו פרי פה בחיים, לרוב, צור, צור, צור למועץ, it's only there and still it's stuck with him in the chayim. So of course, that goes without saying that the Kula Sabin Shek, according to the Rambam, could not be more humble than Pshukat HaGaberes, according to it. So simply the Gemara spells it out in regard to Pshukat HaGaberes, that even though it's the Gemara according to it, but it's not with him in the Gemara until the Gemara dies. So certainly, the Kula Sabin Shek, even a Konterambam Shite, that it's an analogous to Pshukas HaGaberes, but it couldn't be Mitamim Lechai. So how can the Rambam say that it's Mitamim Lechai? So the Shach says, Tzorriyu. So he doesn't mention it there. But, in other words, so in the Sipsitian, the Shach Shite is that the Konterambam, that the Pshukas HaGaberes and Pshukas HaGaberes is the Vele, it means it's affected with this and the Vele Lechai. So there, he says, the Kula Sakes, the Shayzi Aramba, the Mire, the Soyishayzi, the Kula Sakes, the Shayzi, the Mire, the Gamma Ramba, the margin of the Kula Sakes, the Gamma Ramba, the Sviroke, which was a Dach and Dite, the Lazy, the Sikhsekeye, similar to the Sikhot in Gimu, who we call Marabi in the Vale of the Chayim, and we'll be the Baraka. In a street in the LSD, the Rotorima Dach of his shop, the Hakim, had the Mule, the Roy, she sit down in the Chayim, the Hinkos of the Tisha Sin and say, sit down as Rama. So he's Chayzer, and he concedes to the Bach. Not only was he Chayzer in the Sakese, the Sakese was a considerable time after he published the Sipsikeya, but the Shach, in similar modality, he already mentioned it. He already mentioned it. So, in similar modality, Sifkot Mugimu. Now turn to similar modality, Sifkot Mugimu. Hariza Asur, Gargeres, but there is a connection of two different Gargeres. Gargeres, you need to say, hey, Koro, you look him a whole new shriker, or you buy one, you say, Hariza Asur, Das Abbas, you are Rambam, ומיפסיקו הדגרס ברובו ולא נשחתו ויחד על הפרק המחי וכשנשחתו חבר לבי וזה הנה כמו שפסחתי בסימו המתים זאת אומרת, he wasn't crazy בסימו המדאות but in סימו המתים he mentioned the Bachshit סימו המדאות he mentioned the Bachshit מה שאין כאילו when he wrote the Nikudis HaKesek so then he was crazy and he considered to the Bachshit yes, what did it?
I think I understand that when he used the term Veil Mechaim, does that mean that we know the
end? That if he eats it, Mechaim means Chaim Malkus for the veil. That's what it means. Yeah. Chaim also assumes.
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean Mechaim? What does it mean Mechaim?
Well, how can he? Well, even Mechaim or suppose. One second. So the Chaim discusses it in connection with the Rambam, and the Rambam deals with the Eichel, Eich Toye Chaim. So the Rambam says, Chayim, Mishu Yudayim. Chayim, Mishu Yudayim. And the question is, why Chayim, Mishu Yudayim? Let him be Chayim, Mishu Yudayim. Chayim, but why Chayim, Mishu Yudayim? So the Chayim says, this is the Seifa, that the Rambam is reference to a name to the head of the Kulis HaBeishim. And the Rambam, she is the Seifa, the Chayim. So if he eats that small bird, the iftoyer, the tears, the perforated the esophagus, if he swallows the whole bird, plummets. So he's higher plummets. So that's only if we agree with the shach, with the sipsikim shach, with the shev shach, the tracy place shach, not if we agree with the bas shach and the nikudas hakesef shach.
So there's a middle time that is different from that definition of Bela that is that it was an improper shvita.
Well, I mean, here it's the Bela. It's the same kind of Bela, but it's an example of a Bela Mechal. Yes, what is it?
Punch is all still alive.
What?
Punch is all still alive.
Oh, one second. I'm going to discuss it. Now, the Shah, here, S.T. Kasha, he assumes that the court of the Rambam is even his Rebbe Mechayim. Why does he say it? Because the Rambam uses the Rosh Rebbe Mechayim. So then, because Zakeset, he consists of the Bach. When he says Rebbe Mechayim, the Rambam means that it's bound to involve in his Rebbe. It's going to die sooner or later. So there is no way of avoiding the Rebbe. But when he wrote the CGKN, so he assumed that since the Rambam didn't wash Nabi's in the Chayim, that his mother Shaker didn't send him in the Chayim. So he has the Kashi that he wrote a sentence in regard to Sukhas Agageres, that it's not in the town of the Chayim. He's the Rambam saying, if somebody chopped off the head of the Nehemo, so then it's the Tame immediately. It's not that it's without Mechayim, because it comes to the Nezor. And the motion that you see, the muscular movements that you see in the head, so that's like the motion, the muscular motion is not altered. It's not a manifestation of life. It's not a manifestation of life. So then it's without Mechayim. Mashiach, it's because I got jealous, even though it's available, it's not without Mechayim until he dies. So the crazy place, he says, there is no kasher, because there is a difference between the Yisrael of the Vele and the Deen of Tumas. Now, that can very well be explained according to what I mentioned in the Shiur in Shchite Ami. I mentioned the Reb Chaim in Tumas Ochu, and the Rambam in Tumas Ochu, because the Rambam says that Shchita Saku is Nevele, Ma'akum Eid Abuzore, so it's Nevele, but it's not Mitamu Tumas Nevele in the Raisi. Only the Rambam. So the Rambam asks, so you ask, Malibshah, if it's Hayim Malkins, if somebody is Shchita Saku, if you're holding, because of the Halton is Ifre, or the Malibash is Ifre Asuro, so maybe it should be Mitamu Tumas Nevele in the Raisi also. So the Rambam says, no, there is no dinyan, there is no equation. We have treife. Treife yechia. Because treife is also chayim malkes. And it's not becoming to Mr. Leila. If you shech the treife, so then it's not becoming to Mr. Leila. So everybody needs the question again, the Rambam. What kind of a comparison is it? Treife, so it's not the Leila. So maybe it cannot be becoming to Mr. Leila. Mashiach came here. Because there's a cosmic call of a halter is it pray. That Shchita Sakur is Mubele. So it's Mubele, it should be Mitamu Tumas Nevele also. So Reb Chaim mentioned, I mentioned it in Shchita. So Reb Chaim mentions the Sifri, we say, who call Mubele. Anyway, now the Rambam says that Kol Yisurim in Yisdal Kim Zeyim Zey, Chutz Mubele Trevo. So if somebody will eat a heavy kazalis of Mubele, and heavy kazalis of Trevo, he'll be higher Mubele. He'll be higher Mubele. So, what is the path? So there is this tree. He says, the Zechu Kom Velo, Eyu Yeo Velo, Treifu Minayi, Talmud Leima Kom Velo. So the Kom is Malbe, in Treifu. Now the question of why is against the tree itself? Why do we have to resort to a special Hebrew of Kom? Treifu, there is a lot of person who has to say, the answer is, that by Treifu, they are doing so. That's what the Kom says. By Treifo de Apunso. First of all, there is a Nisar of Treifo. Because of Masod of Treifo is a Chayu. And then, there is another Aloch in Treifo. That by Treifo, Shchite is no matter. And doing so and seeing three things, no matter. So the male is able to love of the male also. Because that's the basic distinction between the Yisra Achilas Leilo and Tumas Leilo. The Tumas Leilo depends upon the fact that it's made on the Leilo and the behemoth did not die as a result of Maizashim. But if a behemoth died as a result of a mechanical act of Shrite, as a result of a Maizashim, so then it's not a Tumas Leilo. In order to maintain it to the level of the rice, it must be made so well. Not in the course of shrit, but if it's made so as a result of an act of shrit, even though the act of shrit was not effective to be matter of the or achille, as long as mechanically speaking, there was an act of shrit, and the death of the behemoth resulted from the mechanical act of shrit, so then it's not with Tamil to the level of the rice. With Rabban, yes, but not with Rice. Mashiach came in regard to the Israel of the Mele. So not only when there is no mechanical act of Shrite, even if there was a mechanical act of Shrite, but if that act of Shrite was not effective to be matter of him and Achille, so the Mele, it is affected with Israel of the Mele. This is what the Chaim says. So mainly by train for, so that's the Zerasakosu in the street. We say who called the Bailo, anyway on the Bailo, train for nine, how will we call the Bailo? So what does that Zerasakosu imply? That by train for Shrite is not a matter. And if Shrite is not a matter, so then it is affected in Israel of the Bailo. But to us, the Bailo not. That's why the Bailo train for Shrite is a matter, is entire in so many Thomas the Bailo. So this is what Rambam says. Now, according to the Rishonim, the Rosh, Tetzves, the Rashbo, the Ritko, so the business why Shrite Sako is possible is because these are Vachta Krabbe Ato. And it's in Rosh Emura, it's not in Asvachta. So that means that the Maise Shrite of an Ato is not considered as a Maise Shrite. Mashiach, in according to the Rambam, so from Vizom Vachto, we only learn now from the right side that Shrita's cave is no good. That there is no Maise Shrite. Or, that means the Chomor Leo is no good. Mashiach, in Zvichas Akum is a Maise Shrite. Why do we say the Shrita's Akum is Asura? Because the Torah says we call off the Chalkam in Zichrei. Holo Madito Shizikrei Asura. So what does the Torah say in this passage? We call off the Chalkam in Zichrei. That Shrita Sakum is Asura, that an Akum is not in Vachoche, to be matir the Shrite. To be matir the Heime through the Shrite. So not that it's not a Maize Shrite. It is a Maize Shrite. But the Shrita Sakum is not matter Bachile. If the Shrita Sakum is not matter Bachile, but the Maize Shrite it is, so maybe it's not the Tabit Mosevele, only the Rabono. But is there a Hila of the Bailey? There I say there is. Why? Because whenever a Shrite is not effective to be matter of the Hila of Achille, so then the Hila becomes effective with Israel Hila of the Bailey. This is what the Chaim says. And I mentioned a very strong cry. The Chaim doesn't mention the cry. I mentioned a very strong cry to the Sheep, to what the Chaim says in the Rambam. Because there is a morning in Gomez that from the Gimel, in the Sugya of the Israel. Halalisa, the Isa Halalisa, now by Kochi. So we have by Bilas, so we have by Hakos Elohim. So instead of Shrite, we have the Rigi. Shrite means you just shecht the two simonim. Rigi means you are married with his parent, he is married the simonim. Now, if somebody will be married, a behemoth all the law. So for being a behemoth, you have to shaft it with a zaki, not the wiki. But here, the Tzerzakosu means, in Chatasov, that you have to Chatasov or Ilasov, but the Ilasov is also Bachir Opera, it's not Nechav. Chatasov, so the Bosov is Nechav again. So the Chatasov is Nimra. So the wiki is in lieu of the Shrit. And it's not a Bachir. Kehani, when you have a kind of mitzvah, the Kehani, when they keep the... I'm going to keep going. So the Amikarim Mitzvah, when they eat the Pesach HaTasei, the Amikarim Mitzvah, when they eat the Pesach HaTasei, so these are the Keanim, so the Mikkei is in Ruach Shechit. What about the case where Ezav eats the HaTasei? So first of all, there's a Nisamir, it's not eating to be eaten by Ezav. It's eaten only to be eaten by the Kayan, the Pesach HaTasei, not by Azar. So suppose a Kayan, a Azar, will eat the Pesach HaTasei. So the Gemara says that he's able to do so. If he's a, first of all, he's able to be himself in the way of Kochim. So Kayan, it's Nechal Kayan, but it's not Nechal Azar. So he's in the Isa Mirah, the Isa Kochim, and then he's also in the Isa of Mirah. He said, but the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses whether the Isa Mount is from Mirah or not, so it's only because of the Isa Chalalisa. And if we say Isa Chalalisa, then it will be hired two Mounties, one Mounties for Isa Mirah, for Eichu Sakeinesh, and the other Isa, because of the Veira. If we say any Zahar Mitzvah, so then he's not Chayav to Malkis. It has to do with any Zahar Mitzvah. But anyway, he's a Veira, the Isa of the Veira. The question is, what kind of Veira is it? After all, that's the Mitzvah you have to be Veira. And the Rike is in lieu of Shchite. If he came into the Zahar Mitzvah, he's Chayav. Could there be any question of the Isa of the Veira? And the counter is the time of Mitzvah. But it wasn't Mishchak. So here it was Nimlat. The Marike is in lieu of the Shchite. Here the Marike is the Shchite. The answer is, through the Marike is the Shchite. So that's a vile quote to what Chaim says. I don't understand why Chaim doesn't mention that riot. The other riots are not as strong as this riot. Because according to what Chaim says, in order that it should not involve the Nitzar Achira of the Bebe, so the Shchite has to be Matiyah Achira. And the Shchite is a good Shchite, but if it's not Mata Ba'achila, so then it becomes affected in Zahir and Lele. So the Chiddush of Yivone says that even when it is Matya, but it's Matya only vis-a-vis Keani, it's not Mata Ba'achila vis-a-vis Zani. So Lele vis-a-vis Zani, the Isa of the Lele applies. That's in regard to Isa Achila of the Lele. Mashim can be out to us later, of course, that goes without saying that he had to say that was Nimbak, even if he's out in it. So it wouldn't be becoming to us later. It wouldn't, because to us later depends upon the fact that no Maise Shite was realized. The mechanical act of Shite. And here, doesn't make any difference whether the mechanical act of Shita or the mechanical act of Mirke, because that makes us a kosher. Here we have the Mirke in lieu of Shita. Furthermore, the Gemara in Yume, Daf Samachvobai, says that Chiyoso Mitzuk mitaroso minin veil. Chiyoso Mitzuk narusei Ram Shalayach. So it had to be sent away to the Midbar. And then that Shalayach, when he reached a certain mountain, in the Midbar, so he hurled it off the top of the mountain. And then, and of course, it was broken into pieces. So, as a result of being hurled off the top of the mountain, so the Gemara says, the of the Tzoyer HaMishtaleach are not becoming to Mestadele. Since there is a mitzvah of Triyosa Mitzuk, so that's like in my situation. So in other words, if the death occurred as a result of the my situation, or as a result of a certain kiyum in the behavior, let's say here it's a kiyum in the Seyam Shalayah, so that's like a death occurring as a result of the my situation. So it's not becoming. So certainly, I mean, how to say it, that was Nimah, will not be becoming to Mr. Melech. So Melech, with this, Chaim, we can understand the case of placing Teretz on the Shach. The Shach is the Kashi. The Shach here in Zid Dalet, Zid Lamed Gimel, he assumes that according to the Rambam, it's affected with some of the Chaim. So yes, the Kashi against the Rambam, the Gemara says in regard to the Tzadagera is that it's not the Tanu Mechai. In other words, it's distinguishable from Tistere. Tistere, the head of the Behemoth was chopped off, so then it's the Tanu, because that's Meso Mamesh. But Tzadagera is not Meso Mamesh, even though it's effectively some Bele, but it's not the Tanu Mechai. So why should the Behemoth be some Bele Mechai? Says there's a difference between Tumas Tadele and Nisan Tadele. So that's what the Kaiser Tracy says. But the quote of Heinz von this, we can understand the Kaiser Tracy very well. Because in regard to Nisan Tadele, even if he might say Shrite was realized, even if he might say Shrite was realized, but as long as the Shrite is not Bhagav Achille, so it's effectively Nisan Achille of Tadele. Mashiach came. Regarding Tumas Nevele, only when the Maizeh Shchita was not realized. So, as long, so when is it Tumas Nevele? When it's made so. After it died, after it is dead, and it is not dead as a result of the Maizeh Shchita. But as long as it lives, so it certainly couldn't be in Tumas Nevele. Alright. Now, Shneir is Hishnei Meishek, Nikevach Kem Sheironi, Hishnei Masur, Vakul Ova Mikrum Nistam, Vakul Mikvuz Asher Lekin Agetzei Asur, Vihu Shemikvuz Shnei Meruach Echot, Yehev Shemim Mitzchem Adode, Peimu Shemim Yidamnu, Mitzchem Yachad, Vichol Zewe Meire, Elo, Vihikar, Shaneke Bo Mafaschem, Avon Vishloch, Shemitabal Vikeiz, Afir Ho Yidikar, רק הפנימי ישראל פה, וחשינות שמו ניקר גם החיצה. ובין שאתם מתיקן בחו, אלה שאירו החיצה נודם והפנימי רובון, ומסחר פה שהחיצה רובון נוד אין פריפה, וכן עם שני מאדומים ואין בין אין פריפה. Now the two men should do this, so the case, do this of a shame. So suppose, both are red, both are white, so that do this. If it's reversed, so then of course it's right. If the outer membrane is white and the inner membrane is red, so then both membranes are abnormal. So then it's certainly right, according to everyone. But suppose the both are white, both are red, so then one membrane is normal. Only one is not normal. So there is one sheet there that is clear up, because it's like we got one membrane. And the other sheet is no. If it's Nikav, so then the other membrane is causing it protection. But if the whole membrane is abnormal, so then the other membrane does not accord a sufficient protection. And this is how the Mechaber passes. Vichotchke, now, the whole Hashulchan is made clear. Make it the Pesach of the Shulchan. I don't understand. But anyway, the whole Hashulchan is made clear. Make it the Pesach of the Shulchan. That's based upon the aloche of Kol Yesa Kenopogo. So the Mele, suppose the whole Meshit is missing. Of course it's Reish. Mele, the whole Gageres is missing. So of course it's Reish, it's Mele. So the Mele, if it has two Meshit, Shnei Kanu, it's also Reish. But one thing we see. Now, couldn't we argue that since there is a locher, oh yes, I cannot remember, now according, now Tzukis HaGadjare, so he certainly made it. Likubis HaVeshe is also according to the Rambam Shittim Veile. So the Veile, oh yes, I cannot remember, so it should be also the Veile. Suppose there's no Gadjare, not even one, so that's the Veile. So if it has two Gadjare, it should also be there, so that we see it's not like that. Even though we say Kol Yesa Kenotu Dome, so Kol Yesa Kenotu Dome only applies to the Nisa of the Shem Kenpo, but it doesn't apply to the Shem Kenpo. Regarding the Shem Kenpo, we don't apply the Aloche of Kol Yesa Kenotu Dome. Vei Shetem Mitigen Bachutz, Eitzel Brusu, Shetzchi Chotik, Mitnei, Shekiven Shuo Odu. Now, so first he says in Sivor, the Mechaber doesn't want to commit himself. So he just mentions that Vei Shefen Mitiken Mibachutz Eitzel Brusu. So it's a Brusu. Because the Vei Shefen is in Mitiken Bachutz Eitzel Brusu, that's the Gemara Mefereshes. That Vei Shefen is in Mitiken Bachutz. That's the Gemara. ויום הרב, אתם יודעים הוא עומד עליה, two lines from them הוא עומד, וישב ילדיקם בחוץ, אלו בפנים, ומאי מחכימים למסוף פרוסה, של צגימור המפרשת, that you cannot inspect, in regard to פרוסה, yes פרוסה, no פרוסה, you cannot inspect, מבחוץ, so אין ילדיקם בחוץ, but, the shite of the people is, only in regard to פרוסה, is in ילדיקם בחוץ, but in regard to Kubo, it's Yeshua Dikam Bachus. So, one second. Here he says, Yeshua Dikam Bachus. He doesn't want to commit himself in regard to Nikubo. But that will mention in Sipzai. Yeshua Dikam Bachus, the Kuzo, Shetzrich of Dukam Nishkim Shuode, in the Moeres, Nikabe, Kesat Yase, Nimeipu, Vindikakonim Bachus, Vishechte, Varakim, Mehape Haveshe, Ubekim Bifni, Vindehemoi, אין לו תקון ואם באימו היא אין לו תקון now what does and then he says הוא נדקר נעם אין לו בי שדיקן בחוץ why did the Mechaber mention that in two separate cities there is a reason because if he had mentioned that in one city someone could think I mean it's the same child but it's not the same child that בי שדיקן בחוץ is not who so is in more precious that Veshe is only Dikem Bachutz in Kubo is not a Gemara in Pereshes. It is not a Gemara in Pereshes. And on the contrary, the Rebo, according to the Rebo, so it's on Kubo, it is Dikem Bachutz. But the Mechaber doesn't pass the like the Rebo. So that's why he mentions the two cases in separate city, because one has nothing to do with the other. So, in C4, he discusses the three portions that is Gimon Pereshes. That Veshe is a Dikin Bachut, it's a Pusson. That's Gimon Pereshes, and everybody is late. But then he says, so, he may Kitat Yase, he may put the Dikakon Bachut Shechte, but in Africa Veshe, the Veshe in between, in the Eno, we want to call it. Now, so he says, in the Eno, we want to call it. That's not like the Balito, that's not like Rashi Shite, because according to Balito and according to Rashi, so even though Veshe is in Dikin Bachutz, it's a Fuso, and it doesn't have Dikin Bachutz, it's only Kube either according to Rashi, but still, in regard to Fuso, so there is that kind. Not you cannot debate it in Bachutz, but there is a takone. In other words, what's a takone? You share both simoni, then you strip off the outer membrane, and then you look at the inner membrane, and if you don't see any red marks, so it's a raya that the eres has not penetrated all the way to the simon. So it's not penetrated all the way to the simon. And you cannot say maybe it did penetrate. And but it was cut off, it was cut out, because the naked was made in the wet area. The answer is when the eres, when the venom reaches the simon, then it doesn't only wet the plate, one tiny little place, but it reddens the periphery also. Now, the nekev of Shchite occurred in one tiny place. How about the periphery? So that's the Balita Shikem, that's Rashi Shikem, but the Torah is heavenly. So the Mechaber passes like the Torah. But that's not such a double portion. Udiyon, the Rambam says, they were the king of the K, and they threw it upon him. Because we are not king of the K. Now, when you make a phenomenon in relation to the Bahut, Elo, you with me, that is, so when you make a phenomenon in relation to the Bahut, that's not like the Rivoshi. That's like the Shita of Rashi, like the other Shita, not like the Rivoshi. Now, if I'm going for them, that's the more that I've confessed. If I bought for him, it's a boy who will be down. A hish is in soft Kuso. We take a holo. A hish is in soft Kubo. We take Mokim and Mukler. We take Mokim and Mukler. Vyeshit. So Vyeshit Srim Kovei Uyehimbo. Vitzagomu Yuchlam Dam. Vyeshinomu Kibesabeshit. And again, but if it is effective, but since even the beginning, so mainly a dazzle, the thing I'm doing. In other words, wherever a certain decay is necessary, and if we don't rely on our expertise, so mainly it's considered as if we didn't make the decay. So mainly it's us. Alright. Nimtz okay to be very shit. Now that's cool as a lot. Nimtz okay to be very shit, Lord, you're all very. Then Yochum Bey Sheiro. If it's not infected, so then the Gemara says, according to everybody, that we are not Chayshish. Whether we agree with the way, we don't agree with the way. But, so, the only not criminal is if it's infected. But if it is just found lying lengthwise in the hollow of the Benche, so, how can you say the bride say all the famous, the great ambassador? So you find thorns lying lengthwise in the hollow of the vision. We may know cool it down. So he says, so the Ramon makes that way. We may know it cool it down with Bachutz. Now that has to do with the Gemara Dafnun on the base by these occasions. So the Gemara says that if he saw the current down, so then it is straight. So it will be straightforward, even if it is impacted, it's a record. Not only straightforward. But knowing the current down is shame, even if it's impacted, it's straightforward. Because then it's a rally, that it's reality, it's like a shrinking down. Now, so the Mordechai. The Mordechai mentioned in the Rabbi, there is a spirit. So we discussed it yesterday. So that's why the Rabbi says, when we say that Sheiro, he may not have covered down the Bachutz, but in case, if there is a covered down, if there is a covered down the Bachutz, so then it's a riot, and if let's say the case is not here, and you find the Bachutz mamish opposite that place where it's tochel, you find the Kore Dam, so it's a raya that it's getting shrite. And otherwise, how did the Dam come? Where did the Dam come? So in other words, it means it pushed through and it produced Dam and then it healed. Otherwise, you wouldn't find dry blood. So, but only when it's in Bachutz, Mamesh at the spot, not if it's in the periphery. So, operation Kuredam. What does it mean, operation Kuredam? Not operation Kuredam. There is no Kuredam altogether. It means no Kuredam in Bachutz, but there is Kuredam with me, or Minatzgoni. Because if there is no Kuredam altogether, so then, even if it's Mishnei Tzgoni, so it's. It should be as well. After ancient Kredam, the Hashion, Shemonika Mabeshe, the Hebrew, the Israeli, the Nika, the Yesh Machshirim, even Kredam in Bachutz, even though there is Kredam in between, or even though there is Kredam in Atzdodi, the same way as we say in the Abbey Sakis, the Hashion Shemonika, the Hei, in other words, text only the Machrikes. Most Rishayim, we end up on the Rosh, most Rishayim say that we don't pass like it. Because Ume says, Eichayishish in Shemo Yivri, but Yivra says, because of Ume, Eichayishish in Shemo Yivri. Masheim came, we pass in, like Shmuel, not like Ra. So the name, we can't accept what is there. But the Rabbon and the Rosh say, that the war is only matter because of our children of Kosovo. But our name is Ule could agree with Rapto, Ule could agree with Shmuel too at Sad, Ule could agree with Shmuel too, that Rishishim is of it also. But here it's not analogous to Sofit Russo. Sofit Russo, there is this very strong reason The lion entered the stable, and then we hear about the behemoth lowing. Mashiachim here, what do we see? We see just a thorn impacted, and we don't even find a kuradam, so it's not a race. So we pass flawlessly, a chayshishi. This is what Rabbah means. V'yesh machshiru, in a kuradam bachutz, v'chashim on shem olivri. הרבן והראש והגויסו של סיציב רצומו וכי נלדן רבוסם וכי לא אבו לא הוקים ויראינו באיסון הבוזיז שמרית תלעס ישמל שומת שיש דקול ביר מריפי אחר נקיבל סבי שם משום נשכיח יצר מציר חסרי ולא ולא אבו לא הוקים ביושב מקיף לרשת, ביושב מקיף לרשת, אם הוא נוקום משני צדודים, או שניקו לדם מבחוץ, ויש לי דם. So he's very unhappy with this cooler. He says, וכי נועד הוא הוקר מיירי, so now let's consider that as an evil that existed, an evil practice that existed in Krakow. So he says, ויש לי דם וזה הרבה, כי הוא ניסה ורעיסה, וייצא אויותיו שלו ובכלל, ולסמי חרובה מניבק ולהוקר ומוקר ומיקר ויסה. We see from this Ramor, as can be seen from other Ramors, that there were many situations where the Shochkim used to do certain things and they used to be matria in face of the Ramors, and he was the Rovin Klakon. So in face of the Ramors, he snuggles. So what was the meaning? In Krakow, in his days, so there was first, in other words, the Ramor, so he says that Kolamis in Korea, in other words, there was a chumre adapted in Krakow to be the patient of geese and dogs. I mean, there was a Zedchum, because out of deen, a sheikhet only has to be made a Rehe. And the Rehe only, not in Eifes, the Rehe only in Behemo you have to be made. In Eifes you don't have to be made anything. But in Behemo, so you have to be made the Rehe. Any other organ, you're not going to be made a Shochtim, and not be made only in Eternal organs, you're not going to be. True, there is a possibility that one of the organs is a Eifes, so what we rely on Rehe? We go with the Lord, and read the Him is in the Trefes. So, until we see that it's a Trefes, we don't have to change. Maybe it's a Trefes. But, so mid-Reise, we don't have to be made in the Rehe or in the Him either, because Rehe, the Him is in the Trefes, and we not have a naked in the Rehe or in the Rehe or in the Trefes. But, by Rehe, so it's a new Tamot. By other internal organs, in the game for any other creeping internal organs, is in the chain motor. So in the chain motor, so you need to have one of the other people to have it. Machine came, radiates in the motor. That's the more invasive. That the more says that the don't shock him when I put in the ray, committed great again. So according to most machine, it's only the other. In the right scene, I'm not going to be in the ray, even in the day. But in Rabbanu Yamachui, if the Rebbeinu, the Behemah, because it's a new Tabot, it's a new Tabot. But other internal organs now. However, in Krakow, so it was established as a requirement that whenever a sheikh checks a goose or a dog, so he has to be baby the Rebbeinu. In the same way, as every sheikh is expected to be baby the Rebbeinu, so in Krakow, it was a requirement that he has to be made the mission in the Abbasid. Now, so that was a chumre. So then, as a result of that chumre, a certain kumre emanated. From that chumre, from that extra chumre, a certain kumre emanated. This is what Ramos said. Because if you're not made it, so you're not made it, you don't have to be Jesus. So if you don't look, you don't see, so you're there is never a problem with the kids in foreign relation. But in Krakow, it was made a requirement, that every time you shech a goose, you have to be in the relation. So, in the course of the shrifty of so many Yavozim, so many Yavozim were found to have forms impacted in the nation. So there, they didn't want to be mindful. I mean, we shouldn't forget that in those days, it wasn't like today. Today, it's not in a hard situation to be mindful in the area. But I know, I mean, it's no hard because there is a non-kosher market. So what kind of a hardship is it? But in those days, there was no non-kosher market. So in other words, if you had to be mindful in the area, it constituted a great hardship, a great loss. So anyway, since in Krakow, they adopted that chumre of being baby, the Leshek in every avos, and many avosim, they found thorns impacted in the Leshek. So then the Shochtim started to apply kolos. And he said as follows, V'chein lo adu lo hokim v'yoreinu, ואין סנבות אלי שמלאים לאס ישנאים שומן שנשתכון ואי ילדים ולקח המקים סבי שמשכיח יסי מנסיר חסור אלי ולא אבו להוקר ויושע בלי קייס ולמש אם לא קורף משתי זונים אוי שאין קורם דם בחוץ so they will make you so they will lie on the sheet They relied on the shite of the Ravon in the Rosh. On the Ravon in the Rosh, that if he may put a dam in the hood, is Rechashinon Shemo Hibri. Rechashinon Shemo Hibri. So, now, the question is this. So they relied on the shite of the Ravon in the Rosh. And if you rely on the shite of the Ravon in the Rosh, so then, if they found a case with ancient, so then, they made a ticket, because that was a chikul yavo in Krakow. You must make a ticket. So, you have to make a ticket that is effective, not a ticket that is not effective. So then the question arises, this is discussed by Rosh HaShulchan. So, Mayu Yu, So, in other words, they were so machmir that you cannot eat an avos unless you are Vedic division. Vedic means Vedic. Vedic doesn't mean just to send the mashgiach to take a look at it if he doesn't make the tike properly. So they had to make a proper tike. But the question is, how can you make a proper tike? They were afraid for a naked. Now, and Veshet only became Bachutz. Veshet is Eilim Dike. Veshet is Eilim Dike Mibachutz. So, if Veshet is Eilim Dike, if Veshet is Eilim Dike Mibachutz, so Mele, what kind of a Dike can be made? Unless you can only make a Dike in the free. Alright, Avos is a Leif. So a Leif, so you can share from one Simen. But, Lechatchila, you have to share both simon, even a leiv. So what do you mean? That in Krakow, whenever they were shechit and avos, so they dispense with the lechatchila of shechting both simon. I mean, such a takon room, the Jew Krakow, might be in Chicago, but not Krakow. So how is it possible? I mean, it's lechatchila, I mean. In Chicago and in other cities in America, so if something is muta b'evet, so you can't even ask a shayla. It's muta b'evet, so how can you raise the issue? I mean, it's a chutzpah to raise the issue. I mean, if something is muta b'evet. But in Krakow, so what is it? The dispense with the whole chatchile. And we mentioned when we learned the chashchite. So I said that from the Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma.